The Shohei Show goes on. And it keeps getting better. The most amazing athlete of our time, perhaps of all time, is the multi-talented Japanese superstar Shohei Ohtani, and his 2023 baseball statistics with Los Angeles Angels are off the chart. Financially speaking, it couldn't have come at a better time for the 28-year-old pitcher outfielder slugger, who will be a free agent this winter. Can you spell gazillions? He'll be able to cover the national debt of most small countries with the financial offers he will undoubtedly receive, and if you're a fan of the Los Angeles Dodgers, his speculative landing spot, you're salivating at the prospect of Ohtani moving across town from the Angels to the Dodgers in the most lucrative free agent signing in history. Ohtani's financial haul will make Aaron Judge's 9-year $360 million deal with the Yankees last year look minuscule in comparison. So what kind of a year is Ohtani having in 2023? As of June 24, Ohtani led all of Major League Baseball with 25 home runs. He was tops in runs batted in with 59. He was also number one in slugging, and in OPS, which is a combination of on-base percentage and slugging. OPS is generally regarded as the statistical category that best rates a hitter. Oh, and Ohtani also does a little bit of pitching when he's not demolishing baseballs thrown by those who wish to be his mound peers. He's posted a 6-3 WAN loss record, an opponent's batting average of .179 is best in the majors. But if you're the Angels management and you agree it's a foregone conclusion that Ohtani will go the free agent route this winter, do you maximize the Ohtani asset and trade him in July to a contender? The trade haul would be massive, but it would likely kill the Angels' chance of making the playoffs. They're currently in a wildcard position. It would also infuriate fans of the team, who love having baseball's best player wearing their home team's uniform. The best-case scenario for the Angels would be to trade Ohtani by the August 1st deadline, and then make him a free agent offer he can't refuse in the offseason. Those close to the team, however, say Ohtani would be unlikely to sign with the Angels if they were to trade him this season. The 2023 Angels haven't been overpowering, but with Ohtani and Mike Trout in the everyday lineup, the team is a contender for the first time since the Japanese star joined the team in 2018. It would be a shame for the Angels to dump their superstar in a trade just when their first playoff appearance was on the horizon. Headline at FARC.com. GM says Angels unlikely to trade Ohtani as long as they stay in contention this summer. Which probably means he'll be suiting up for the Yankees or Dodgers by August. Janice Huff, aka Left Coast Sports Babe, on Twitter, Leeds United was just relegated from the Premier League. Now the team has been sold to 49ers Enterprises. Yes, as in SF 49ers. I see a potential Ted Lasso sequel coming on. Scott Osler of the San Francisco Chronicle, on the Oakland A's proposed move to Las Vegas. A's will sell out every game in LV, as long as seventh-inning stretch as Siegfried and Roy turning their Tigers loose to chase Wayne Newton. English golf writer John Hopkins, on the Barrancas at the LA Country Club, site of the recent U.S. Open. What an attractive word Barranca was. At home, such a feature would be called a ditch. Comedy writer Alex Caseberg. The collapsed I-95 highway in Philadelphia has been repaired in 2 weeks. That highway got fixed faster than a Las Vegas Raiders home game. Mike Bianchi of the Orlando Sentinel. I just saw where French police are investigating Olympic organizers for graft allegations relating to the 2024 Paris Olympics. As the great Ben Franklin once said, nothing in this world is certain, except death, taxes and Olympic corruption scandals. Comedy guy Torben Rolfson of Vancouver. I knew Vegas wasn't a real hockey town when they didn't boo Gary Bettman. RJ Curry of Sportsdeek.com. News of a shocking and unexpected implosion. We're talking of the missing submersible Titan's tragic dive toward the Titanic. Not the Blue Bombers crash diving at IG Field against BC. Another one from RJ Curry. TSN has been showing sailing highlight shows. Which tells you, among other things, the NHL and NBA playoffs recently ended. Headline at TheOnion.com. Vegas area pawn shop celebrates being 6 weeks away from owning Stanley Cup. From TheOnion.com again. Tyreek Hill surprised to discover assault illegal in Florida. Headline at FARC.com. Chris Paul traded to the Warriors for what could be his last season, ending injury. Care to comment? Email brucebenton2003@yahoo.ca. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.